This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado's House Republicans have a new leader. Over the weekend, the caucus selected Jarvis Caldwell to take that role. Caldwell is only halfway through his first term as a lawmaker, but before being elected last year, he led communications for House Republicans. He's an Air Force veteran who represents a district in El Paso County. He replaces former Representative Rose Puglisi, who resigned a week ago. The Senate is pushing for an appropriations bill that provides more than $3 billion for the National Park Service. Conservationists support it. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mertzbach reports they're concerned about the future of parks.
That includes Yellowstone National Park, which covers over 2 million acres across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. It didn't see major cuts like some other parks did this year, at least according to Michelle Ubaraga with the nonprofit National Park Conservation Association. She's concerned about a hiring freeze at parks, plus other budget limitations that could impact the park long term.
We need funding to make sure that our roads are repaired, we have safe bridges.
She says a bill in the Senate could help keep funding level, but proposals from President Trump and House Republicans are looking to further reduce spending and bureaucracy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
The House and Senate need to reconcile their funding bills for that budget to pass. Colorado has settled with the cannabis company after an investigation that it failed to disclose health risks. That company, 1906, must pay $400,000 in fines and stop selling its products in the state. It produces a line of edibles called drops, and complaints about one of those products causing liver problems began in 2020. The state says despite being aware of those problems, the company kept selling the product. This is CPR News and KRCC.